I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. The Washington State Senate yesterday passed its two-year budget spending proposal that lawmakers said focuses on helping those hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. The budget passed the Democratic-led chamber on a 27-22 vote. The House, also led by Democrats, is expected to vote on its own similar plan tomorrow. A final plan will then be negotiated and passed before the end of the 105-day legislative session, April 25th. Lawmakers got good news last month with an updated state revenue forecast that showed that revenues were nearly back to where they were pre-pandemic, a significant turnaround from a forecast last summer that projected a $9 billion shortfall. They also will have billions in federal stimulus funds that can be used over the next few years for schools, vaccine administration, and public health. Democratic budget leaders said that the approximately $59 billion spending plan responds to the needs that the pandemic highlighted, includes millions for the state's public health system, child care and early learning, and efforts on affordable housing and to reduce homelessness. The budget assumes the enactment of a capital gains tax, which has already passed the Senate and awaits a vote in the House. Republicans have argued that lawmakers should not impose new taxes in the midst of a pandemic and have said the capital gains tax is illegal under state law, and litigation is certain if the legislature ultimately approves the tax. State officials say a federal judge should require an 87-year-old Idaho man to reveal whether he's received the COVID-19 vaccine following his January lawsuit seeking to put those 65 and older at the front of the line. The state attorney general's office said in documents filed Wednesday that Richard Byrd's lawsuit against Republican Governor Brad Little and Idaho Department of Health and Welfare Director Dave Jeppesen should be thrown out on technical grounds. But if it's not, state officials say, then Byrd should be forced to reveal whether he's been vaccinated, because that could make the case pointless. Byrd was not eligible to get the vaccine when he filed the $75,000 lawsuit on January 4th, but he became eligible on February 1st. Idaho has sped up its vaccine schedule considerably from early January as more doses became available. Now residents 16 and over can get the vaccine in much of the state. The Attorney General's office is asking the court to require Byrd to reveal how many doses of the COVID-19 vaccine he's received. If the answer is one or zero, state officials want to know what efforts Byrd has made to get the shots. Some vaccines require two shots. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. Washington state education officials are seeking a waiver from federal requirements to conduct wide-scale standardized testing of public school students this spring, proposing instead to test a representative sample of about 50,000 students across the state. In a normal year, about 700,000 students would sit for exams, 14 times as many as is proposed for this year. As many of the most populous school districts in western Washington respond to Governor Jay Inslee's order requiring in-person instruction, officials are pitching the model, developed with University of Washington researchers, as a way to preserve teaching time while still collecting broad data about students' knowledge of math, language arts, and science during the pandemic. Neither students nor teachers will be held accountable for the scores, which will be shared publicly only at a statewide level. Scores for individual schools or school districts will not be available. The tests will be administered between April 5th and the end of June. Results will be analyzed in conjunction with several other measurement tools, including student attendance, the results of a state survey on student mental health, and student scores on local assessments such as literacy tests. The proposal has won the favor of some groups that are normally critical of standardized testing, including the statewide teachers union, the Washington Education Association. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has recently announced that they will begin providing financial assistance for funeral expenses incurred after January 20, 2020, for deaths related to coronavirus to help ease some of the financial stress and burden caused by the pandemic. The policy was finalized March 24, 2021, and FEMA is moving forward to implement this funeral assistance program nationwide. These services will soon be available to Idaho citizens. To be eligible for COVID-19 funeral assistance, the applicant must be a U.S. citizen, non-citizen national, or qualified alien who incurred funeral expenses after January 20th of 2020 for a death attributed to COVID-19. The assistance is limited to a maximum financial amount of $9,000 per funeral. More information about eligibility, applications, and other applicable policies can be found with a link at KOZE.com. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.